Hey, Audio Boo, Stephen Buehler here, ShatteringYourSmallCosmos.com. It's Monday morning, 12:17 a.m. And just wanted to take a few minutes. It's been an interesting day. I had planned to put a podcast together, a Labor Day special, but just really not worth doing now. So come back in a new program in 12 weeks. 2 weeks when that's scheduled. But found out today that very talented and gifted social media marketing professional by the name of Trey Pennington, according to reports from the local television outlet, showed up at church in the church parking lot with a gun. And when he was challenged by police, instead of turning to police, he turned the gun on himself and shot himself. Committed suicide. I did not know Trey personally, but from what I understand and hearing from others and reading up on what's been happening, he's had a rough last year or two involving a divorce and losing someone that he worked hard and loved very dearly. And from what I saw, he posted a lot of photographs of family and friends on his Facebook account the night before all this happened. And you can only guess that just that loss, that amount of loss, was just more than he felt he could withstand. And he took what he felt was the easy way out. And the only response I can give to that, you can read my written response on the blog, but, as someone who lives with depression, who lives with arrested development and social anxiety and autism spectrum and all those things, I've had to learn the importance of being willing to ask for help. And it's something that a lot of us don't want to do. It can be embarrassing at times. It can be humiliating sometimes. Or sometimes when we want to talk to somebody or that we think is a friend and they just kind of brush it off as, suck it up, you'll get over it. And it's not always true. But it's just so important to have that person, to have somebody in our lives that we can be able to talk to, whether it's a close friend, whether it's a pastor, whether it's a priest, whether it's somebody that you're in a mentor relationship with, someone that knows you enough to see those things and call them out before they become overwhelming. It's really important. And I guess the only thing I can say is just to provide the one encouragement that if you listen to this and you find yourself in that place, talk to somebody. The phone book has countless numbers for free hotlines that you can call and just have someone to talk to. They don't have to know your name. It can be anonymous, but someone to talk to, someone to spout off and just vent that stuff to, and so that you're not dealing with it by yourself. Things like this happen and we focus so much on ourselves and we think that we're all alone and we just think that no one else is going through the same stuff, and that is such a lie. And we focus so much on ourselves that we forget that bigger picture of what's going on outside of what's happening right now. And when you lose that big picture, you kind of lose that sense of hope. And when you lose that sense of hope, this is what happens. So talk to somebody. Find somebody. Talk to them. Let them know what's going on inside you. And find strength through other people that way. Stephen Buehler, ShatteringYourSmallCosmos.com or StephenWB.com. And thanks for listening.